In the studio, I have Carol Ripley, CEO of Sydney Credit Union, and Jenna Leahy, who is the Inclusive Innovation Officer for the Cape Breton Partnership. So let's talk more about the microloan program for women that has been announced and the need for funding support focused solely on women entrepreneurs.
Sure. So as you said in your introduction, the Cape Breton Partnership has conducted two studies on female entrepreneurs here in Cape Breton Unamagi, and the Cape Breton Voices, who is an independent group, did a study at the same time. And because, of course, we were interviewing similar demographics, we came to some of the same conclusions, a lot of the same conclusions. So we have three studies that are really showing us that there is a strong need for financial support, specifically for female entrepreneurs here on the island.
Why did the Sydney Credit Union want to partner with the Cape Breton Partnership on this program?
So when we heard about this program, we understood immediately how it would align with the vision and mission of Sydney Credit Union, which is to not only look out for the financial well-being of our own members, but also the economic well-being of our entire community and the growth of our community. So when we heard about the program, when we heard about some of the initiatives, we thought this was a perfect opportunity to partner with the partnership.
What level of funding support will be available, and how do women entrepreneurs qualify?
So the funding, it is a pilot, so we have a maximum of $100,000 in the pilot. Each individual applicant can get a maximum of $10,000, and they would start actually going to the Cape Breton Partnership website. On their website, there is an application form. There's a link to that same page through the Sydney Credit Union website as well, if they go there first. And they would complete the application form on the website, and they can either contact Sydney Credit Union or probably start with the partnership. But Yanni Harbis, which is the commercial manager in Sydney Credit Union, he would be the one that would be the contact at Sydney Credit Union. If they go through the partnership, it'll come through us through the partnership.
Okay. What about the business mentoring support that the partnership will provide?
Research shows that financing, as we said, is incredibly important, but you have to know what to do with that money once you get it. So we need to have a little bit of guidance for these women who are accessing the loans. So we are providing mentorship, business advisory services, export, immigration, you know, really anything that anyone needs. And that's not just for the people who access these loans. This is what we do on the day-to-day at the partnership. So not just for women, anyone needs services. We're right there to help guide people through their business, whatever stage they're at.
So do we know the percentage of business currently operating in CB Unamagi is run by women?
No, we don't. Because there are just many women running businesses here, and a lot of them are running them out of their houses, or maybe they're just selling things to their friends and family. When I first started this position, I thought I was going to be able to create an inventory of all the women on the island who were running businesses, and I quickly realized that that was totally impossible. So the entrepreneurial spirit here in Cape Breton is huge, and it's getting stronger among the women, and there's a lot of support for each other, which is just so important. We have to raise each other up. Seeing that happen on the island it's a really exciting time.
Yeah, and I guess it's not such a bad thing that so many women are doing that. You went in and you were like, oh, I can do this, I'll take an inventory, and then you're like, no, I can't, because there's so much. So that's a really awesome positive thing.
It is. It was really daunting. I was like, oh, this won't be a problem, it'll be fine. And then I just kept meeting more and more and more, and you know, I guess you don't really think about it until you start trying to quantify it.
So for women listening this morning that may be thinking about starting their own business or maybe currently running their business, how do they get more information on the program and go about applying for funding?
You can visit the Cape Breton Partnership's website. All of the applications will come straight for me through that format, and give us a call, or
they can go right to the credit union and we'll refer them as well to the partnership. When they're at a point where they actually want to apply for funding, they will come to the credit union to do that. Okay. So either way, we'll make sure they get in touch with the right people to get to move forward with this project.
When did the pilot start?
It actually started on January 16th.
And how's it been going?
The first weekend that the project was open, I was checking my email all weekend because the applications were just coming in. Wow. And coming in. So we had said originally the credit union was going to do $100,000 or 3 months, and it's looking like we're going to hit that $100,000 mark first. But the quality of the businesses, the women who've been applying, it's just so high. These businesses are great. They're going to do great things for the island. So it's really exciting. We really want them to feel like they have a team behind them pushing for their success. So I think it's very supportive, and it's been going really well so far.
Awesome. Thanks, ladies, for stopping by. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much, Heather.
No worries.